Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Entheogenic Evolution Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Martin, and I'm very happy to have you with me today with what is going to be an episode of personal sharing. As I had mentioned previously, that I was invited to be a co-facilitator at a medicine retreat that was occurring over this past weekend, plus a little extra, both before and after. And today I'm just going to share about my personal experience of being involved with that retreat. I'm not going to be sharing any of the experiences of any of the participants or anybody else involved. This is going to be my personal sharing, and looking forward to bringing that to you in just a few minutes after we get through this week's announcements. So first off, just want to issue some thanks over this past week or so, a couple weeks now actually. Had a couple PayPal donations. One came in from Karen. Another came in from Christine. Thank you both very much for making a donation in support of the Entheogenic Evolution Podcast. Of course, if you would like to support this podcast via PayPal, just stop by my personal webpage at martinball.net. You can use the PayPal link that's up at the top right of that webpage. Also, coming in this last week, I had two new patrons over at my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/martinwball. Coming in at the cap level, had Michelle, and at the God Molecule level, had David. So two new patrons at my two top tiers, which gets them a 30-minute call and a 60-minute call, respectively, once a month to check in with me to discuss whatever it is that they're working on, wherever they need some reflection, some help, or some guidance. And of course, just as a reminder, I do have everything from $1 a month up to $100 a month level over at Patreon, with increasing access and benefits as you go up the tiers. There is no commitment to joining at Patreon. You can come for 1 month, or you can come for 12, or you can come for an indefinite time period, and you can also come and go as you please. And I'll just like to take this opportunity to thank everyone who is currently supporting me over at Patreon and supporting this podcast over there, and anyone who has been there and then had to leave for any given reason. Your support is very much appreciated, and I hope that you also enjoy the benefits that you receive from being a part of the Patreon support team over there. And of course, if you come in at $20 a month and up, that gets you access to the full back catalog of no longer available here on the podcast episodes of the Entheogenic Evolution. And also a reminder that recently Patreon.com has opened up a shop for creators, and I've put full color art versions of my books over there available in PDF form, so you can go check those out if you want. Let's see. Another announcement that I want to make is Magda, who has been featured here on the podcast several times and is part of the Facilitating 5-MeO-DMT Anthology, sent me a note that she's going to be hosting a retreat coming up in Mexico entitled The Journey Within. This is coming up on January 12th through 16th, 2024, so next year. And just reading through the description that she has of her retreat, it looks like it's going to be focused on low-dose 5-MeO-DMT in conjunction with meditation and breathwork. So this is not necessarily going for full release doses of 5-MeO-DMT, but more gentle sort of handshake doses, low-level doses. And she says, "It is my prayer to offer a heart-centered and safe container for those who are called and ready to work with the gift from heavens, 5-MeO-DMT. I welcome seekers of inner and outer health and healing, personal growth, those guided by curiosity and self-mastery to join us for a deeply transformative retreat with the God Molecule." Does say a little bit later that ideally participants will have experience both with psychedelic medicine and with meditation, or have a deep calling or curiosity driven by pure intentions. This retreat is not for spiritual tourists. If you would like more information from Magda, you can go ahead and email her, and I've got an email address for her. It's omnirme@gmail.com. And that should go to Magda. So if you want to participate in that, I encourage you to reach out, and she'll give you more information about all of that. Also, before we get into my account of working at this retreat over the last weekend. Just want to remind you that I am available to support you in your process wherever you may be. I'm available for 30, 60, and 90-minute video calls. You can stop by at nondualentheogenicintegration.com if you'd like more information, or you can just shoot me an email at martinwball@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the schedule for a consultation, 30, 60, or 90 minutes. Okay, I think that's all that I have in terms of introductory materials that I wanted to share with all of you today. Thanks again for the new patrons and for the donations via PayPal. Really appreciate it. So now what I'm going to do is, over the past few days after returning from this retreat, I've put together a short essay, and I'm just going to go ahead and read through that. I kind of sorted out all my thoughts and my reflections on the retreat, and I'm going to read it to you now. So this is a personal sharing from me to you, the listening audience. And I've entitled it, A Return to Form, Reflections on a Psychedelic Retreat. As I've just returned from working as a guest co-facilitator at a transformational and growth retreat that featured psychedelic medicines, I'd like to share some of my experience. This was my first time at a psychedelic retreat in any capacity. I'd never attended a retreat as a participant and never worked as a facilitator at such an event. For this particular retreat, I was invited by the organizers, whom I'll simply refer to as D and J, to co-facilitate with them. D and J are a married couple who self-identify as being, quote, all about transformation and growth. And D is also an author and runs online courses on liberation, transformation, and spirituality. D had been following my own work for a number of years and had attended educational events I'd organized some years back. We'd met in person a number of times, with the most recent meetup happening in Austin, Texas, at the Entheogenesis event hosted by the Church of the Sacred Synthesis. At that event, on the day after the official public portion of the gathering, there was an invitation for those present to experience Yopo, a Central American psychedelic medicine made of crushed and ground seeds that contain 5-MeO-DMT. While I sat in the circle next to Dee, I declined having Yopo blown up my nose. I'd tried it back in 2007 and decided quickly that I'm not personally a fan of snorting roasted seeds up my nose, and while it contains 5-MeO-DMT, it is a pale comparison to working with either the pure molecule or toad secretions. Dee found the experience rather uncomfortable and shortly into his experience requested that I help him via my personal approach of what I've called non-dual energetic therapy, which involves working with individuals who are experiencing psychedelic medicines through highly structured physical contact and processing of energy. This kind of work can be done by the practitioner, myself, with or without any psychedelic medicines, but it helps to be more in tune with the energy via psychedelic consumption. It happened that I was peaking on a moderate dose of mushrooms at the time that Dee asked for my help, and though it had been 7 years since I'd engaged in this kind of energy work, I easily slipped back into my old role and effortlessly began helping Dee with his energy and his experience of Yopo. When he and I were complete, another woman who had also been served Yopo eagerly caught my eye and requested that I work with her, which I obliged. Though I did no direct work on another individual, a vet who was going through a deep, visceral, and dramatic process of releasing, who had also been served Yopo, found me sitting by myself later that evening and thanked me for all the work I had done, expressing that, though I don't know you, you and your presence and all the sounds and movements you were making were at the center of my experience and really helped me. I've never had an experience like that and wanted to thank you. I responded that I knew he was really going through something and could have benefited from some direct work, though since we didn't know each other, I didn't want to impose or insert myself into his experience, but I too had felt his energy and his awareness of what I was doing, and was glad to hear that he felt it to have been useful for himself in his process. Dee was very happy to have received my direct work, and also to have had the opportunity to observe as I worked with the woman after him. It was then that he first floated the idea that I co-facilitate a retreat with himself and his wife sometime in the near future. I accepted the invitation, though expressed at the time that I wasn't necessarily interested in directly facilitating any medicine experiences. I'd be happy to join for preparation, support during facilitating, and offering integration work. I'd retired from being a self-described non-dual energetic practitioner who worked with 5-MeO-DMT in 2016 and wasn't looking to get back into the practice. My situation and relationship to my former practice had been complicated by the fact that Symposia had waged a campaign of manufactured outrage about my methods to drum up online vitriol, judgment, and hate, which Dee was perfectly aware of and regarded as, quote, utter bullshit. So we agreed that I'd help out at a retreat. Dee and Jay would be responsible for directly serving the medicines, and I'd be there to help guide participants throughout the event, including several group Zoom calls, both prior to and subsequent to the retreat itself. Plans for the retreat progressed, and the six participants and Dee and Jay and I all met over Zoom. Participants were encouraged to purchase and read my books, Mushroom Wisdom and Entheogenic Liberation, prior to the retreat to prepare for their upcoming experiences with psilocybin mushrooms and 5-MeO-DMT. They were also provided with info about videos and interviews with me. I'm in a somewhat of a unique position in that I've produced abundant resources for those looking to use psychedelics for transformation and liberation, and have done a great deal to explicate my non-dual and energetic approach, which is markedly different from what is considered either standard, therapeutic, or ceremonial use of psychedelics. For anyone who wants to learn about it, I've got books, interviews, lectures, articles, podcasts, art, music, poetry, and more as resources. It's a unique approach, and it isn't possible to find elsewhere, and particularly when it comes to working with 5-MeO-DMT, I'm the most prolific author and speaker in the world. So many of the participants dove into my offerings to start digesting and reflecting on my non-dual and energetic approach. Prior to the retreat, I had some private conversations with some of the participants, but not all. Hugs and smiles were spread all around when we all first met in person for pickup and then lunch before heading to the actual retreat location. No medicine work was planned for the first day, and that evening we all met together to discuss the process of the participants taking psilocybin mushrooms on the next day. Overall, psychedelic experience among this group was minimal, with several having no previous experience to speak of. Dee and Jay and I thus spent a good amount of time sharing our insights and guidance for how to navigate and work with the mushrooms for maximum benefit. Significantly, many of the participants commented later on how much of our guidance and advice they retained throughout their experiences and were deeply appreciative of all the care and attention we paid to preparing them. That night, we also reviewed my own unique methodology for working with participants' energy during psychedelic sessions, and I did some demonstrations with Dee as my patient so that all could see how it worked and what it involved. I'd brought my trusty eagle feather with me, showed how I used it as a simple tool, and demonstrated how I worked with my hands and body. We also reviewed Symposia's smear campaign of manufactured outrage against me, where they grossly mischaracterized these very practices and techniques I was demonstrating for everyone. It was clear that participants were very interested in having this advanced level of support and work for their upcoming sessions, though it was only offered as a possibility if specifically requested. In other words, the retreat was not specifically designed with the idea that I'd be doing this kind of work, and indeed, I'd agreed to be a part of it without committing to working in this capacity. However, it was clear that, at least upon description, participants were interested. We agreed that anyone who wanted my specific methods of work should come to the center of the room where I would be able to work with them. Just to make it perfectly clear, working with me in any direct capacity during the psychedelic sessions was entirely left to the participants' discretion. Other than informing them that I was available for such work, there were no suggestions on my part that anyone at the retreat make use of my particular services at any time. This was 100% the choice of the participants. If no one requested my attention, then it wouldn't be given. I would only work upon direct and clear request on the part of the participant. I want to make this clear, as I know that if Symposia gets word of this essay I'm sharing today, it will break their brains as they suffer from a rabid case of confirmation bias and have proven that they are unable to process any information that does not fit their predetermined and chosen narrative. They were completely unable to accept that people made an informed decision to work with me in the past, and probably won't accept that people would willingly choose to work with me now after they did all they could to drag my name through the mud. But that's what confirmation bias does to you. It makes it so you can't accept any reality that doesn't fit your assumptions and biases. D&J prepared the mushroom tea for the participants the morning of the first mushroom journey. Inflatable mattresses with pillows, sheets, and blankets, along with tissues, water, and a purge bucket, were arrayed about the main room with an open space in the middle, which also had a pillow. The arrangement was such that anyone who felt like they needed my particular help and attention could come into the center of the room to receive energy work from me at any given time, upon request, and they'd be assisted to and from their mattresses as necessary. Personally, I was happy to not be involved directly in any of the dosing or providing of medicine. D&J had done an excellent job of preparing everything for the retreat, including the medicines, so my only concern was to vibe into the proceedings, sit, wait, feel, and then work as requested. The proceedings were initiated by everyone getting their cup of mushroom tea, and then I gently led us into the experience by playing a couple of flutes and a juharp that I had brought with me. While all the participants were encouraged to make their own private playlists of music, we facilitators wanted to start everyone off on the same note, musically speaking. And since I'd brought a few instruments, everyone agreed that they'd like to have a live performance rather than listening to a few tracks together. For their personal playlists to be listened to on headphones, Dee had sent them links to MAPS-created playlists, and for my part, I made 4 of my own albums of my more ambient music available to all participants to include in their playlists as they liked. After playing for 15 to 20 minutes, everyone settled into their nests with blindfolds and headphones. To augment my sensitivity, I started out with a 300 milligram capsule, and at an hour in, augmented that further with 1.5 grams of mushroom chocolate. Back when I was an active non-dual energetic practitioner working with 5-MeO-DMT, I only worked one-on-one with clients. Furthermore, after my opening and personal transformation in the spring of 2009, I ceased going to any kind of group psychedelic ceremonies or work. So this was my first time in quite a while being among a focused group of trippers and my very first in a retreat setting. I set myself up in a comfortable chair with armrests at one side of the room facing the open space in the center, and there I was able to sit in bilateral symmetry, do my hand mudras. They aren't really mudras, and I ascribe no meaning to them other than processing and feeling energy, so they don't count as, quote, mudras in the sense of belonging to Buddhist or Hindu tradition with specific associated meanings, purposes, and intents. And just feel the energy of the room and the 6 participants. And as was the case with the participants, I put my earbuds in and listened to a few of my albums while observing and working. I always find entheogenic experience to be enhanced by listening to music, and similar to the participants, it gave me something to focus on while navigating the large and unexpected surges and waves of energy that passed about the room and among the participants. I can definitely see the appeal of singing songs such as Icaros while functioning in a group session, as it gives the facilitator something specific to focus on and direct their energy and attention toward. It was an interesting challenge. Working with a group this way is profoundly different from working one-on-one, where I'm able to give absolute focus to one individual with crystal clear clarity. Here, there were bursts and movements of energy all around the room with different participants expressing and processing at different times, or sometimes simultaneously. They got big from the get-go, and it was like a big energy soup. It wasn't long before participants started asking for my help in energy work, And throughout the day, all but one participant came to the center of the room for me to work on, and the one who didn't come to the center also got some attention from me while sitting up on her mattress and asking for my assistance. A couple of hours in, all participants were offered a booster in the form of mushroom chocolate, and once again the energy began to rise. For me, as the live energy monitor, so to speak, keeping track of it all was an interesting challenge. It's an extremely different environment from working one-on-one, and when asked about my experience later by the participants, I described it as a sometimes confusing challenge. Personally, I was always pleased when participants came to the center of the room, when I could directly put my focus on one individual. Overall, however, it all worked extremely well. Everyone agreed that they felt I was able and available to help them when needed. All were astounded at what they described as my intuitive ability to do just what was necessary and when, and never more, and never less. There was never a point where two individuals wanted to be in the center space at the same time, so everyone got their turns as necessary. In that sense, it was perfectly orchestrated, though there was no effort at orchestration. There was one point where I felt the urge to purge for one of the participants, but I energetically declined. That was one of the reasons that I stopped facilitating in the first place, and I had no desire to get back into that level of processing for someone else. By the time all the participants completed their processing, I was definitely done energetically and was ready for some food, some time outside, and relaxation. Holding the energy for that long wasn't easy, but doable. As the energy abated and I could tell that my work was finished for the day, there was a big discharge and hunger came on strong. This was another instance where it was great that there were two other facilitators present, as they could manage everyone's sociability at that point, and I could go take some time for myself to recharge. Later, after dinner, we had an integration and sharing session for the day's mushroom experiences, and that was followed by a discussion of how 5-MeO-DMT would be administered the next day. Dee had shared his idea with me that we'd serve all the participants in their private rooms. I wasn't a fan of that idea for a number of reasons. One was that it felt too separated and would make it very difficult to monitor and respond to individuals. Furthermore, even though I'm not a group setting kind of guy, I do also feel that there is a great deal of benefit to having the opportunity to watch others and their experiences with 5-MeO-DMT. Indeed, it is one of my personal requirements for anyone who thinks they want to facilitate the 5-MeO-DMT experience. In addition to getting plenty of your own experience with the medicine and taking the time to work through your shit, you should also observe many people because each process is unique, though there are some main themes. It is only by observing many different kinds of people that we can be properly informed of the true breadth of reaction and experience occasioned by 5-MeO-DMT ingestion. And when serving as a neutral witness, you might find yourself processing as well and feeling what the other is passing through and experiencing. Watching others go is highly educational and informative. Furthermore, for me to work with someone energetically, they need to be accessible on the floor and not on a bed. And with this proposed setup, it would be unlikely that I'd be able to get to each person. What I suggested to Dee was that we arrange the central room for everyone to have a comfy seat along the walls, and we'd serve each participant one at a time in the center of the room. We pitched our proposals to the participants, and it was unanimously agreed that we'd follow my suggested format. At the time, I said that if anyone wanted me to work with them during their 5 experience, they should just invite me to sit in front of them at the beginning of their session, and I'd be there for them. I also suggested that we have some music playing for the duration of our combined work with 5-MeO-DMT. I explained that one of the reasons I like having music going is so that the participant can have something to focus on and relax into when the ego comes back online after the absorption phase of the 5-MeO-DMT experience. It's common once the ego fully returns, for the ego to think that it's time for it to do something. I call this the backside of the experience, and it's a point where many individuals immediately start operating from the ego and begin doing. Prior to starting, I suggested that everyone take this time to relax, listen to the music, and not engage in egoic doing, and take their time. The group liked the idea and requested that I put together a playlist of some of my own ambient tracks, which I did and then kept on repeat play for the next 4 or 5 hours. Unsurprisingly, all of the participants wanted me to work with them throughout their 5 experiences. Again, I was very happy that D&J were providing the medicine, handling the vaporizer and the lighters, and actually serving the medicine. That allowed me to let go of those responsibilities and just focus on the participant energetically. Also, to join in, I brought a 5-MeO-DMT vape pen that had been gifted to me so that I could take some hits as I progressed with my work with the participants. The vape pens had been made in graduating levels of concentration and potency, and for this event, I'd brought the weakest of the 3 pens with me as I was thinking that I'd want to go easy with it, given how many people I'd potentially be working with. In my personal practice, I only ever worked with 1 person a day, except on a few cases where I did more. However, were I to do this again, I'd bring one of the stronger and more concentrated pens. However, between the pen and clearing out the vaporizer after the participant had their dose, I was easily able to get into the zone. Though this was ultimately more work and physically and energetically demanding than the previous day's mushroom ceremony, it was also easier for me in that I only had 1 person to focus on at a time, and it's unquestionably my preference. I used my technique of taking more medicine for the participants to extend and deepen their experiences, and did various amounts of energy work and light coaching for all who went. Due to the use of these techniques, each participant's time in the center was a bit longer than would be standard for a one-hit use of 5-MeO-DMT. When in an open and energetically expanded state, my taking additional hits from the vape pen can be distinctly felt by the participant as the effects easily transfer from one vehicle to another. In my estimation, I wasn't looking at a clock. Most of the participants were in the center for around 30 minutes at a time, and the longest was probably around 45 minutes to process all the way through the energy and the accompanying work. Just to note, there was hardly any verbal coaching involved. I always recommend keeping normal verbal communication to a bare minimum when working with entheogens. One of the participants decided that he just witness rather than partake, and that was fine with me, as working with 5 people in 1 day over the course of some 5 hours of intense, focused work was plenty. Again, when the last participant was done with her session, I was fully done and ready for food, a walk, and discharge and grounding. When on the mat and focused and thoroughly in the energy, I'm too charged and attentive to notice fatigue. But once we crossed that last hurdle of doing big energy work with a final participant who came with a lot of trauma to work through, I was definitely done. We'd crossed the finish line for the day, and my body let me know that it knew it. All the participants commented that they really enjoyed getting to watch me work on all the others, and also how each experience was different and required different kinds of energetic work and processing. Getting to observe helped them understand more of how I'd worked with them all individually the day before, and just allowed them the opportunity to observe without being the direct recipient of the work. Again, I was thanked for what they felt and perceived as my intuitive presence and work, though that's not really how I describe the work from my end. When people speak of intuition, they often describe having a feeling or thought of what they should do, and then they decide to act on it or ignore it. That's not really how this works for me. It's more of an entering into pure doing without registering thoughts or choices. From my end, I just do what needs to be done. Nothing more, nothing less, coupled with very careful observation and 100% focus on the participant with whom I was working. After dinner, there is more conversation around sharing and integration, and also private conversations with many of the participants regarding their processes and experiences thus far. Lastly, plans were set for the final mushroom journey the following day. Participants were invited to plan to go as deep as they wanted, with D&J offering up to 7 grams of mushrooms, plus a booster if desired. Before starting, once all the participants had gathered for the final round of medicine work, everyone was in a jovial mood and still commenting about the power of the 5-MeO-DMT experience from the day before, and that inspired me to share my song, Down the Wormhole, which I had recorded with my wife, Jessalyn, which is all about the tryptamine molecular express, which evoked laughter, smiles, and now knowing chuckles and nods of approval and agreement. I always enjoy inviting a little levity into deep energy work. As I reminded all the participants on the last night of our retreat, it's okay to have fun. It's easy to be caught in the seriousness of the work, the solemnity, the holiness, but humor, fun, and joy are part of the universal spectrum too, and have their place, especially in ceremony. For that final day of mushrooms, one participant chose not to join and instead spent the day reflecting outside. One participant went with a lower dose of 1.5 grams, two went for 5 grams, and two others, 7 grams. For myself, I went with 1.5 grams. Though 3 of the 5 participants asked me for energy work that day, the overall process was so significantly smoother, quieter, and less tumultuous and explosive as the first day of mushrooms. Clearly, all the processing and integrating everyone had been fully engaged with over the course of the previous days was paying off. There was far less demand on me monitoring everyone, the work was smoother, and I was far more comfortable sitting in symmetry and feeling and observing. One participant, who had been having particularly vocal and active sessions, asked me for help early on in this round of mushrooms, and together we worked to help smooth everything out, and I introduced the phrase of return to rest to this participant. After getting back to their bed, I would quietly say this phrase whenever they started becoming agitated at a volume that would have been inaudible. However, to no surprise at all, they told me after during our integration conversation that they could hear me occasionally repeating this phrase to them in their head throughout the course of the mushroom experience. It's a technique I've used with countless individuals. The session ended by late afternoon, and by dark, it was time for dinner. After dinner was more sharing, integration advice, and more casual and open conversation. The day after, we had more group and individual reflection, more discussions of how to move into the future, taking the lessons learned and the energy processed here into daily life, and an openness for new experiences, new insights, new expressions, and new embodiments. While I haven't really shared any of the participants' experiences in any detail here in this essay, I can assure you that from my perspective, even though it's been 7 years since I've actively worked as a non-dual energetic practitioner, nothing has changed from my side, and via observation and reporting, nothing has changed from the participant side of things. Working with 5-MeO-DMT was the same as it's always been, as was working with mushrooms. All the reactions, processings, and expressions were within the spectrum that I've previously experienced and observed. All the work progressed along familiar trajectories. Ultimately, there was nothing surprising. For my part, I have no intention of restarting my personal practice of facilitating non-dual energetic therapy with 5-MeO-DMT with clients at an individual level. I'm still firm in my commitment to having retired that part of my life and my practice. However, with that said, I found this to be an excellent re-entry point to directly working with individuals who are on their path of energetic recalibration, liberation, and transformation. If a similar opportunity were to present itself, and were the right conditions met, as they were here, I would be open to working in a similar capacity. Perhaps this was a one-off event, or perhaps not. I deeply appreciate having been invited by D&J to co-facilitate with them, and also deeply appreciate all the participants' invitations to work with them personally and individually in my capacity as a non-dual energetic practitioner. I appreciated the fact that I was not responsible for either organizing the event or taking care of any of the details other than making myself available and responding to the needs and desires of the participants as they arose. I am not looking to reopen my individual practice, start organizing retreats, or serving anyone in theogenic medicines. But if a similar opportunity were to arise in the future that was done with integrity and care, such as with this retreat, I'd be game for jumping in and offer myself and my abilities to work with energy in this unique and profound way for other individuals or groups. Yes, it was challenging and demanding, but it was also second nature, effortless, easy, and of course, profound. At this point, I have no immediate plans or invitations to do this again. I'm open to the possibility, however, and will leave it at that. For now, I will simply continue with my practice of being an integration coach and facilitator guide and source of reflection. It's true that I enjoy helping people with all aspects of this process, from serving to preparing to navigating and to integrating. I come with a wealth of knowledge, a unique perspective, and a wealth of both personal and professional experience, and it's satisfying to put it all to work in service of others. To conclude, I'll share some of the written feedback I've received from the individuals who participated in this retreat. I'm writing to thank you for facilitating our recent retreat. Your presence added greatly to the entire experience. Your depth of knowledge and understanding is remarkable. D may have said it best when he commented that every time you open your mouth, we learn something. I walked away from the retreat feeling like I had met a brother spirit and mentor, someone I have great respect for. Watching you interact with everyone added confirmation of your selfless motivation to serve and lift up the group. Many thanks for a wonderful time. As I reflect on the retreat I just finished, waves of appreciation come over me. Your clear, tender guidance allowed me to trust, which is huge for me, and have faith in my process. Your presence held space for my process to unfold, and when I got stuck and asked for help, you intuitively gave me the boost I needed to move forward. Your wisdom and passion to support others radiates from you. I also appreciated your authenticity. You are a gift. I feel privileged to have gotten the opportunity to work with you. I am eternally grateful. I participated in a private retreat for the purpose of personal transformation, awakening, and non-dual liberation, mediated primarily through the use of powerful entheogens. Martin worked with me as a group participant and one-on-one within the group setting. He also counseled me individually. Some of the work was very intimate, and it was profoundly personal. The extremely open and vulnerable states I was in allowed him to help me move through challenging processes and clear very old psychological issues and limiting energetic patternings at very deep levels. He precisely identified key locations where shifts were needed and provided just the right amount and types of therapeutic effort so that I learned in deep ways how to empower myself. And then he disengaged before I could begin to develop a dependency upon him as the, quote, source of help. In my experience, it is a rare practitioner who can so skillfully navigate this delicate balance. His guidance primed me to be able to repeatedly imprint new, more life-supporting patterns from deep within the psychedelic experience all the way through egoic reassembly. I feel I have a strong and solid basis from which to carry these transformations forward into my day-to-day life. Martin's perceptive sensitivity and skillful engagement reached a very high bar. Combined with his presence, openness, authenticity, humanity, knowledge and experience base, and professionalism, I found him to be a trustworthy guide who is possessed of an exceptional and precious degree of mastery of this healing art. I would highly recommend him to any of my loved ones or other individuals interested in this form of transformational experience. And that's about it. Thanks again to Dee and Jay for doing all the hard work of putting this retreat together, registering participants, serving both medicines and meals, and serving up an excellent container for deep and transformative work for all involved. And of course, a big thank you to all the participants who came to me with trust, openness, and resilient hearts. Thank you all for this opportunity to step back into my role as a non-dual energetic practitioner and to serve you on your journey of awakening and transformation.
Welcome to the Tryptamine Molecular Express. Passengers are encouraged to sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Do not attempt to hold on, as there is nothing to hold on to. Feel sensations as they present themselves. Surrender to the energy and keep hands and feet inside the universe at all times. Should discomfort arise, check to see that you are breathing calmly and keep your body in a relaxed, symmetrical position. We will now initiate launch procedure.
Cosmic ride, we're going down the wormhole, take a look inside. The universe unfolds, eternity. Slip down the wormhole, touch infinity. Down the wormhole, down the wormhole, down the wormhole, down the wormhole, down the wormhole. Down the wormhole, down the wormhole, down the wormhole, down the wormhole, down the
destination, the center of all existence. Feel free to explore your fractal nature, but be sure not to misplace your mind.
Fractal. Molecules of insight and theology.
thank you for traveling with the Tryptamine Molecular Express and hope that you enjoy your stay wherever you have landed and wherever your ongoing journey takes you. And remember, no matter where you go,